Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, let's continue on here tonight because on Monday, yesterday, the selection committee in the NCAA picked, along with the conference winners, the bracketing and the Division I women's soccer bracket is out. And of course, right up the road, as they've done it 28 out of 29 years, Texas A&M under head coach G. Guerrieri once again in the tournament. G, thank you very much for coming on. First of all, does this ever get old?
No, I think maybe I get old, but the opportunity to dance in the NCAA tournament never gets old. And it's a real privilege that we've been able to take advantage of for going on 3 decades now. It's been awesome.
All right. The condensed schedule, I don't know how many years we've been talking about it. You come off the SEC tournament. You make a great run in the tournament. You get to the semifinals. You lose to Georgia 3-2 with 27 seconds left. You control large portions of the game, the data. But to advance in the tournament that deep is a very key thing when it comes to the selection committee, correct?
I think so. It shows how good our team is. And, unfortunately for us, like I said, we had 28 shots and we only scored 2 of them. We missed 2 penalty kicks in the game. That didn't show well, but over and over we always play one of the toughest schedules in the country. And, week after week, our players, put on a good show and there's a good product on the field. And we play with a lot of passion. We play with a lot of attacking gusto, and we get after it. And so I think that the NCAA committee responded with what we would hope, that this is the type of team that you want competing for a national championship in their tournament, and is a team that is we've proven that we can play with anybody and beat anyone in the country on a given night. Now we can beat ourselves too. We're good enough to do that as well. but it's fun. And so we were a little surprised that we were given the opportunity to host, because our RPI was, I think we're probably the lowest RPI to ever host a game in the first round. Part of that is probably a little bit on reputation of what Texas A&M soccer is all about. But also just when you open up our resume and you look at what we've done this season and the wins we've had and the games that we've played, it becomes pretty obvious that the Aggies are a really, really good and dangerous team. So now we're going to host this Friday night. We're going to host University of Colorado, which are also a really dangerous team. They finished the season really hot in the last year of the Pac-12. They're on a 4-game winning streak. They've played some really good teams, have beaten some good teams, have gotten a good draw against Southern Cal on the road. So it should be a very, very entertaining game for the neutral. And we're excited because it's a home football weekend here in Aggieland on Saturday. And, we'll kind of get it rolling with our match on Friday night at Ellis Field.
Yeah, a lot going on this weekend athletically on the campus of Texas A&M. 28 out of 29 years, the Aggie soccer team under G. Guerrieri has gotten into the NCAA tournament. That one year you didn't. I mean, that is such a differing thing based on what you'd been doing consistently.
Yeah, you want to talk about
what,
referees?
Well, I want to know what went through your mind at that point, because it could have been some things that led to positivity, right?
Yeah, well, sometimes they say sometimes you'll learn more about yourself when you stumble, and you have to do a deep dive. There were a lot of extenuating circumstances. Like I said, there were things, a lot of things that were out of our control, and you learn about that. Like I said, in the last game we played that season, the referee came up to us and afterwards said, "Hey, I really apologize. That you know, about the calls that we scored goals in that game that he called back and, you know, pulled outside the box to give a free kick instead of the goal that was obviously a goal. And he apologized for it. And that eliminated us. That ended our season. And, you know, those are asterisks you don't get back. And you just have to shrug and say, okay, well, let's not make it so close that things like that can have such catastrophic, you know, ends and that can cause a casualty. So, you know, you have to look back at process, and you have to look back at what are the things that we have to do to be better every day, and what are the things that we do control, and what are the things that our players can control. And that was tough. There were a lot of, you know, a lot of things that you have to look at really hard, and it was tough on our players. That was a year that we had 7 forwards that were all injured at the same time. You know, just like what could go wrong kind of did go wrong. And you have to be able to adjust to life. And how do you adjust? And those were some tough questions to ask. And I'm proud of our women, because they've been able to answer those questions in the time since. And here we are again.
G. Guerrieri, longtime coach of Texas A&M. Big wins during the regular season over Alabama. Then you knocked off South Carolina in the SEC tournament. These are big wins. Again, position the SEC tournament for my listeners. It's an incredible soccer conference. Texas is going to come over and follow you guys in there with Angela Kelly in the future. But just talk about the degree of difficulty in the SEC and maybe stylistically how the teams play, if there is any commonality.
Well, the SEC is the number one RPI. RPI is the index by which college soccer is rated. It's a ratio that is done as far as strength of schedule and strength of teams. And the SEC from top to bottom is rated as number one. 8 of the teams got into the NCAA tournament this year. You know, when the Horns come in next year, that's another team that got in. They're they got on a hot streak at the end of the year in the Big 12. You know, only 3 teams from the Big 12 got into the NCAA tournament. The Longhorns, who finished 4th, I think, in the regular season, but got hot and won the tournament. That's a team that now comes over to the SEC next year. So add another quality opponent to the schedule for next year in the league. You know, it is a dogfight, and there's some great coaches in the league. So it's such a science experiment every week, because it's the athletes in the league, the coaches in the league, every single game. The facilities, the surfaces are fantastic. The crowds, you know, just what you have because of what football does in this conference, the resources are tremendous. The support for the student athletes across the board are tremendous. So every week is an amazing challenge. And every single game is usually a one goal game, one way or the other. You're always going to have a different type of challenge. So you have, on one end, you have Arkansas, which are Stoke City of sorts. They're super direct, super in your face. They win ugly. On the other side of the ledger, you have us, who we try to put the ball on the ground. We play fast. We move the ball quickly. Then you've got everything in between, and you've got teams that are, you know, going to play in a low block. You've got teams that are going to play in the mid block. You've got teams that are going to stretch you wide and play with feet on the touch lines on either sideline. So it really is, from a footballer's mentality, you've got a smorgasbord of ideas and different types of concepts. And it really is, it's a fun league to watch. Because of the SEC network, it's all broadcast. It's all on, you know, the ESPN app. It's been awesome. And what we've seen for women's football and the growth of it has been tremendous. And I'm fortunate in a lot of ways. I'm the luckiest guy, you know, in a lot of ways. But I'm also the chairperson for NCAA Division I Women's Coaches, and we're trying to expand our season. We're trying to stretch our season longer. so that we play more single game weeks throughout the year and use our platform to really expand what women's soccer can be. You look at what is happening with women's football around the world and how our crowds are growing. What is happening for on the women's stage across the world, but especially what has happened in the United States for the last 25 years and how it's gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And we think that we've only scratched the surface as far as what our women represent and what these types of young women are doing. And here in the state of Texas, I mean, we're on the forefront. We have incredible young ladies coming through our youth systems, coming through our high schools, and especially coming through our college programs that are such great representatives of our families, our culture, and our universities. And the SEC is such a great platform to expose these stories and what these women are about. And, you know, we're a great story right now. What we're going to be doing on Friday night in front of the 12th man here at Texas A&M is a great way to expose, you know, what these women are all about. And I'm so lucky to be a part of it. I can't put it into words.
He's G. Guerrieri, head coach at Texas A&M, Friday night, NCAA round one, first round of the tournament, Colorado Ellis Field. Look, if you got youth soccer players, that's the place to go. Take them out there and get them in and around that environment. It's going to be great. There'll be a couple thousand people there. It's a good thing. G, you know, if I fast forward here a little bit, and I heard you talking about trying to, you know, focus on one game a week, that means you'll do more coaching as opposed to more regeneration with your players. Is that still on the potential of a women's soccer being a two semester sport?
No, the men are trying to do that. What the women are trying to do is we're trying to get a little bit better acclimation at the beginning of our year, moving our season forward into a little bit more acclimation into the summer to get our players better acclimated for the early portion of the year. And then stretching our season longer into our regular season wouldn't end until closer to Thanksgiving, the week before Thanksgiving, and stretching our championship a little bit more into December. And, you know, by doing that, we can make it to where almost probably 3/4 of our weeks are single game weekends. By doing that, we don't have to change the college landscape to be a single game week all the way through. And, you know, we basically fit college soccer into what the college experience is here in the United States. What the men are trying to do is they're trying to create a full year program by changing college athletics into what soccer is around the world. They've got to, if they can do it, all the best to them. I mean, we're trying to fit into a thing where it fits with transfer portal, with what they're trying to do is, you know, if you have a kid transfer, all right, does that mean the kid can play for one school in the fall and a different school in the spring? Does that mean, how does that work? How does a lot of the other things go along with it work? What we're trying to do is we're trying to fit into what college sports still is. And, you know, they have smaller rosters. They have a smaller sport in general. There's 350 women's programs. There's 200 men's programs. We're two completely different sports as far as what women's soccer is in college and men's soccer is. The women completely support the men for what they're trying to do, and the men support the women for what we're trying to do. And we're trying to really separate into two separate sports to get what each wants without holding back the other on what they're trying to do. The men want a sport that's a little bit more towards what FIFA is doing, and we completely support them. More of the men are coming from overseas, and most of those guys are on scholarship are from overseas. 90%, 95% of the players playing in the NCAA on the women's side are from here in the United States.
G. Guerrieri, Texas A&M head coach. This Friday, they take on Colorado at Ellis Field. They've been in the NCAA tournament. This is remarkable. 28 out of the last 29 years. Again, they take on Colorado Friday night. Gee, just tell us where people can get tickets, because I'll tell you what, that's a great run to make on Friday night to see NCAA tournament action.
All you've got to do for tickets, just go to 12thman.com/tickets and you can do it. But you know, really, if you come up, just come on up to Ellis Field on the Texas A&M campus, and you can walk up and you'll be able to get tickets. We're, we will make sure that anyone who comes to the game, 7 o'clock, you'll be able to get right in. And, you know, if you're coming from anywhere in the Houston area, you can get here in about 70 minutes. It's an easy drive straight up 290 or any of the major thoroughfares. You can come up the Aggie Tollway and get here really, really easy. And it should be, like I said, Colorado is a good side. And we have a lot of players from the Houston area. You know, the Matula sisters, Margot and Macy, are two starters on our back line. You've got Miley Hayes and Taylor Pounds, two starters for us from the challenge program. Addie Armenta, another challenge player, starter for us. You've got some great, great representatives from right there in the Houston area playing for the Aggies that we would love to have your support. And these girls are tremendous people. And the winner of this game goes on to probably play the number one seed in Florida State. So we'd love to get some love from those of you in Houston.
Gee, thank you very much. Best of luck on Friday. We appreciate it. Thanks for getting us caught up. We need to bring you on again to talk about Portal and do a bit of an educational piece with you, because you got so much knowledge. Thank you very much, Gee.
Appreciate you, buddy. All the best.
All right. That's Gee Guerrieri. Aggies in action Friday night again against Colorado Ellis Field. We'll take a break here. Just a quick reminder here for the best in modern contemporary furniture. It's my friend Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, modern contemporary furniture, danishinspirations.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.